Okay, well, we're just doing a little test here to compare the Art Dual MP preamp with the Zoom Z16, going through an MXL 990 mic and going into the Zoom through the back of the Dual MP. So I'm going mic in, you know, XLR in, and then I'm coming XLR out to XLR in on one of the channels on the Zoom. So the idea is to compare to see how much coloration, so to speak, am I getting from the Zoom pre's because I'm going through them, sending my Art Dual MP signal through them. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is with the 20 dB pad off on the Art Dual MP. We've got basically the output pot, which is the tube gain, is at 50%. The input pot is at 100%. So I'm getting full, full signal, no attenuation at all on the input pot, and the output is at 50%. Now I'm going to do the same test. I'm actually going to turn it all the way up just so that I can hear what it sounds like at 100% output. Okay, so that's at 100% output. I don't look like I'm getting clipping. I'm not coming that close to the mic here because I don't want to get feedback from my headphones. But this is basically with 100% input and output, still with the 20 dB pad off. That sounds pretty clean. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Let's try it with the 20 dB pad on. Okay, this is with the 20 dB pad on. To get approximately the same gain as I was getting before, just on the on the basic, that first part of my test, I was at 50% on the output. Now I'm at about 10. It sounds similar. I'm not sure to what extent. In which cases I'm getting all of my, amplification from the tube or not. I'm not clear on that. But this sounds pretty good. Now I'm going to turn it all the way up, at least as far as I can, before it starts feeding back, and see what much, much higher gain on the tube part gives me. Okay, so here we're actually only at about 30%, and it's feeding back, I'm guessing, from my headphones. The quality sounds pretty good. I don't see it clipping, at least at this level. If I turned it up more, it probably would. But this is not bad. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So now that we've gotten that test done, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go just over to the Zoom pre and see what I get. Okay, so the next one is going to be the Zoom pre. Okay, this is going through the Zoom Z16 pre. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It sounds, the first thing is I have to have the pot up at about 80% to get what appears to me to be, the same approximate amplification. I'm going to turn it up even a little bit more now because it's so close to the maximum that I can turn it up to the maximum pretty easily. So that's right there is the max. It's clipping if I'm too close. But I just want to leave it like that so you can kind of hear the background noise. One thing to me is I think there's a bit of an edge on the sound. It's not as it's definitely not as warm as the other one. Hang on, I'm going to turn it down so that I can get pretty much closer. Here we go. All right. So now I'm pretty much about the same distance from the microphone as I was with the other one. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. We're on the Zoom. And I think there's an edge on the sound. It's not bad. It's just, you know, a little essier, and it's just not as warm sounding. That's pretty much it for the test. I just wanted to make sure, you know, that I can see what the difference is both through the Zoom Pre with the Art MP and just in the Zoom Pre.